Bear Country 95.3, it's time for our Montague Webworks website of the week. And we welcome Patrick from Montague Webworks. Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
And good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
All right, so the website we are talking about this week is?
We're going to talk about Facebook.com.
Ah, Facebook, very, very popular.
It is popular.
No, it's been around for a couple of years now, correct?
Been around for about 3 years.
And it started up, and this was basically just for colleges, universities. Isn't that true?
It wasn't the original concept, yeah.
Uh-huh.
More now, it's a widely regarded social networking website.
Now, why is that?
Well, I think people are familiar with MySpace, for example, which is also a social networking website.
Mm-hmm.
Social networking is really the rave of the internet right now, where people like you and I who have that kind of 6 degrees of separation, where you know someone that went to college with me who went to dinner with my sister sometime, whatever.
Right.
And we say, geez, I can't find Kevin. Well, the logical place, just like for average consumers now, the logical place for them to find businesses is on the internet.
Right.
The logical place for them to find people that they're looking for who they may have lost connection with is also the internet.
On the internet.
Places like Facebook and MySpace allow that type of connectivity in the virtual environment. And it gives two things. One, you get to interact. So if I find you and send you a message, you can send me a message.
Uh-huh.
But there's also a distance. So you can choose the level of
So maybe I don't want Patrick
exactly
seeing what I look like.
You have that option.
You have that option.
Maybe you don't want me to know your email address.
You have that option.
But you also want to receive incoming requests to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's layers of personalization.
I remember Facebook being something that my wife was into for a long, long time, and then I finally got on board, and now I'm a total Facebook addict.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. I think there are two types of Facebook users. There are the serious addicts who need to go to recovery program.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the casual users who are they're trolling for casual connectivity to people that they may know.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of people who think that Facebook is the exact same thing as MySpace. Is that true?
They're completely different.
All right. What are the differences?
In the last year, they've morphed from, sites that are complementary to two different types of sites. MySpace now is very much driven by the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the place now that the small and upcoming musician finds themselves on the internet. And it's also, of course, free. So
right.
That's a good thing for the small and upcoming musician. But also all national touring acts have MySpace pages.
That's true.
5 years ago, that never would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's almost a prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is different. Facebook is more of the best thing to say is more of a professional environment.
Oh, good. I like to be referred to that way.
So the things that are in MySpace, for example, elements, animation, people leaving quirky posted comment things on your page.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't allowable on Facebook.
So does it cost anything to be a part of Facebook?
No.
No.
And it has specific returns.
What's your favorite return of Facebook?
Business networking.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I drive maybe 2 to 5 leads a month out of my Facebook relationships.
Hmm.
And there are other sites like LinkedIn.com, which is also a social networking site, but it's strictly for business.
Mm-hmm.
People are going where they can get the most connectivity for the least amount of effort and the least amount of expense. Facebook and places like that provide that opportunity.
It's our Montague Webworks website of the week, Facebook.com. Patrick from Montague Webworks. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.